I'm Tanzina Vega, and we're back with The Takeaway. It's almost officially summer, but you won't be hearing the crack of a baseball bat anytime soon. The COVID-19 pandemic has kept most sports, including baseball, largely on hold. And the lack of revenue from ticket sales is forcing Major League Baseball teams to look for ways to cut costs. So far, they've set their sights on minor league teams to make that happen. When the pandemic first hit, Major League Baseball decided to pay the minor league players a $400 stipend, but that expired May 31st, leaving many players with no paycheck and unsure if they'll ever play ball again. And these cuts could change minor league baseball for years to come. We're joined now by Garrett Brushhouse, an attorney for the ball players, a former San Francisco Giants minor leaguer, and co-founder of Advocates for Minor Leaguers.
So there's no baseball right now, though at the top, you know, the Major League players are trying to work out a plan with Major League Baseball, although they are pretty far apart right now. I'm still hopeful and crossing my fingers that we'll see baseball sometime. But for minor league players, I don't think we're going to see a minor league season. They haven't officially canceled the season yet, but everyone is operating as if there will not be a minor league season. And what that means is there are thousands of minor league ball players out there. There are hundreds of minor league coaches and hundreds of other staff members and stadium workers who are wondering when their next paycheck is going to come. Minor league ball players in particular have it very hard because their salaries are so low to begin with. Most people are pretty surprised when I tell them what salaries are. Most people, you know, they assume that minor league ball players don't get rich. But they don't realize that many ball players make less than $7,500 for an entire year. And so they are only paid during the season. So that means that they came to spring training and they hadn't had a paycheck for several months. And then they aren't paid during spring training. And then they were sent home and they've been scrambling since then. And, you know, thankfully, due to some advocacy and due to the efforts of some good people in the game, they've been paid a $400 per week stipend, but it was set to expire yesterday. And there were a lot of anxious people in the game, a lot of anxious minor leaguers wondering what was going to happen when June 1st came around.
I had no idea that they made that little, first of all, per year. You mentioned that there's been some financial relief that's come their way in the form of this $400 a week stipend, but I imagine there also been players who have been let go. Is that right?
Yeah, there have. You know, last week was a really bad week for minor league baseball. It started with the A's early in the week. They announced that they would no longer continue that $400 stipend. And so for those Oakland Athletics minor league players, they were told that, hey, you need to continue your training, but we're no longer going to pay you at all for that. I talked to many Oakland Athletics minor leaguers who felt betrayed. The Oakland Athletics, like a lot of teams, use the word family a lot, and this is not how you treat your family. And the ironic thing is that for those Oakland A's players, they're probably going to apply for unemployment benefits, and it's going to be up to the taxpayers now to provide those players a lifeline instead of the billionaire owner of the A's, whose family owns the Gap brand of clothing companies. Aside from the Oakland A's, there were other teams that did decide to continue paying the $400 per week stipend, although some decided to reduce it some. Some decided to only commit to pay it for one more month. But in the process, some of those teams cut 25% or more of their minor league players last week. And so for those guys, they've essentially been fired. And that was a big portion of their workforce. There are hundreds of minor league players who are now out of work, who face a very tough economy when they're trying to find new jobs. And for most of those players, their minor league baseball career is probably over. And the only thing on their resume is baseball. And it's going to be a very tough transition for those guys.
Our producer who was putting this segment together noticed a tweet by Sean Doolittle, who said that the Washington Nationals players will be pooling their money to continue to pay their minor league players the stipends that you mentioned, the $400 a week stipends. Do we know of any other teams that are taking similar approaches?
Yeah, you know, there have been some wonderful major league players that have stepped up and filled that void. And Sean Doolittle is one of them. He is, you know, one of the most amazing people in baseball. And he is a person who really has empathy and really cares about other human beings. And, you know, he doesn't just speak it. He actually walks the walk, too. And there are some other major league players that have done similar things. Adam Wainwright has donated enough to give $1,000 to every minor league player for the Cardinals. There have been there's been a player for the Texas Rangers that has done something similar. David Price for the Los Angeles Dodgers has decided to do the same thing for Dodgers minor league players. So you do see some major league players stepping up. But, you know, what other people point out is, you know, why should it be up to, you know, the major league players to do this? It's the major league teams that are employing these minor league players. And even in the case of the A's are still employing those A's minor leaguers. They actually reminded those minor leaguers in the email that they sent to them that, hey, you are still under contract. You can't go and play anywhere else. You need to keep training for us. And so a lot of people point out that it should be those teams that are taking care of these players, not the major league, not the major league players.
Garrett, this is just one segment, so we can't delve into the entire history of minor league baseball here. But I'm curious, the coronavirus pandemic has brought to light inequities that have long existed, have predated the virus itself and the pandemic. I'm wondering if you could give us some insight into, I mean, this doesn't just happen in a vacuum, right? The fact that these minor league players are either getting paid, you know, extraordinarily low salaries or not getting paid at all, you know, where is that coming from historically before the pandemic? What role did the minor leagues, what was the relationship like here? Because it feels like a little bit punitive almost to these players.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, what you're seeing in the midst of a pandemic is structural imbalances are becoming exaggerated and exacerbated. And in the case of minor league baseball players, there's no representation at the bargaining table. The major league players have a very powerful union, the Major League Baseball Players Association. It's been around since 1966 when Marvin Miller got the major league players together. Then 2 years later, they achieved the first collective bargaining agreement in the history of major sports. But the minor league players have never unionized, and that's in contrast to minor league hockey, which does have a union. And minor league hockey players make much more than minor league baseball players. And so what you're seeing in the midst of a pandemic now is you're seeing those structural imbalances really come to light. And just like with other workers across the country, if you don't have representation, it's very easy for ownership and management to take advantage of you and to implement things that maybe were already in the works or, you know, at the least, simply cut you instead of somebody else that does have representation. And so in the case of minor league baseball, there was already a plan suggested by MLB last winter to shrink the minor leagues. Major League Baseball had already floated the idea of cutting about 25% of minor league teams last winter.
And is that because the minor leagues aren't profitable, or what's behind the desire to want to cut them?
Yeah, so it was very controversial because the minor league system dates back to the 1920s, and there's been a large minor league system for a very long time. But you have new people in management who are new age management people instead of traditional baseball people. And a lot of those new age management people were looking at profit margins and deciding that, you know what, we think we can trim the minor league system a little bit and still develop our major league players and not have to pay as many minor leaguers, even though we're paying them, you know, pennies on the dollar. And so that line of thinking was really persuasive at the upper levels of Major League Baseball. And so this idea was floated. And it appears that since the pandemic hit, that idea has gotten much, much more traction. And it appears that next year, my guess is the minor league system will be smaller than it has been probably since the 1920s.
So just rounding out that idea and sort of as we close out the segment here, I mean, what does that look like for the future of minor league baseball? It's obviously going to be smaller. But is there a future for minor league baseball after the coronavirus?
Well, yeah, there is, but yeah, we don't know exactly what shape it's going to take. I would hope that reasonable minds will prevail. There are still a lot of good people in baseball that want to do the right thing. Those at the top aren't always listening to them right now. But, I would hope that those better minds still have sway. And what I think will happen, I think we'll still have minor league baseball next year. Hopefully, it will still be a pretty large system, and there will still be a number of guys that get an opportunity because, these guys are the future of Major League Baseball. The Major League teams also need the minor league system because, unlike the NBA, unlike the NFL, Major League Baseball signs players as young as 16. A lot of the Dominican players, a lot of the Venezuelan players that they sign are 16 and 17 years old, and it takes them several years to develop. And so, the minor league system is truly needed for developmental purposes. Even for American guys, they sign high school players at age 18, and they simply aren't ready for the major leagues yet. And then also there's the cultural aspect of it. Some of these towns that have minor league baseball teams have had those teams for 100 years. It's a matter of civic pride for them. It's a matter of entertainment. It's a matter of being able to go to those games and see those prospects play and see future major leaguers play. And it's a matter of introducing new generations to baseball. And so, I hope that is preserved, and I'm optimistic that it will be. But last week was certainly a dark week for baseball.
Garrett Brushhouse is an attorney for ballplayers and a former San Francisco Giants minor leaguer. Garrett, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.